It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com, also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Ms. Elaine Taylor. She is a third grade teacher from Creekview Elementary. We're going to talk science fair, we're going to talk archery, and we're going to talk reading and Dr. Seuss Week, because we've got to explain, you know, it's the hair, Elaine. It really is. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Now, we'll save Dr. Seuss Week and reading for last.
Perfect.
Okay, so let's talk about the science fair. We just held the science fair, you said, at the elementary level.
We did, yes. It's perfect age for students to start exploring with the science fair, because they always have the question of why this, why that. And that's the foundation of a science fair, is learning why something is the way that it is. And so we love when they participate. This year we had the most participants that we've had since I've been helping with it. We've had almost 200 participants, and they work super hard, and we couldn't do it without the community's help. So.
And you were saying that at the elementary school level, they don't go on to like a district or a regional or anything like that. It's just kind of, it really preps them for when they get into junior high and high school.
Right. It's great practice for them. And it's yeah, good pat on the back for them. And yeah.
And you said that you had a lot of help from the community.
People, yes,
come in and volunteer.
Businesses and individuals that came to volunteer to help us do judging, and volunteered to give us prizes for the kids for working hard. So we owe them a big thank you for helping with that.
And, you know, whenever kids do a science fair, you want them to have a positive experience. You really do, to kind of create that spark, like you said. And you know, because once again, kids will always ask why. I've got two kids. One of them will never ask why, and the other one always wants to know why. And that's one of those things that, you know, you want to actually encourage that. You,
yes,
really do.
Yes, that's how they get to their project. Why do they say there's a 5-second rule when you drop something on the ground and you can't eat it? You know, we saw a lot of those this year of, it does it really work? Is that true? And I think they're shocked by the results. It does. It allows them to find answers to those questions.
So does the 5-second rule do anything?
Yeah, it sure does. Don't do it.
Oh,
don't ever eat another thing off the floor again.
All right. I'm going to write that down.
Yes.
I'm going to write that down. And then another big thing that you guys have going on, and it's really district-wide, is archery. Archery is huge in the school district right now. I talked to Mr. Hansen from Castle Heights, and he was saying how, you know, he had more kids come out than he had spots, and it's a great thing. How did Creekview do at archery?
They did great. In fact, it was our very first year of exploring archery, so we had some great teachers that said, hey, we want to bring this to our school because the rest of the district is doing it. And we actually took second in state this year, so super proud of them and the work that they put in to get there.
And once again, it's just something that resonates in this area, because we've got teams in every school pretty much that are just full. Over capacity even. So that is another great, great thing. So let's end by talking about Dr. Seuss Week. His birthday was Monday, I believe,
yes,
correct?
Yes. Happy birthday, Dr. Seuss.
That's right. So we have a whole week geared towards Dr. Seuss and towards reading, which is another great issue, a big issue in the school district that they're going through right now. So let's talk about Dr. Seuss Week and all the different days of the week and things that you guys have planned going on.
Okay, we started with Monday, which was his birthday, and I'm trying to think off the top of my head what we did. Today is Wednesday, though, and it's Wacky Wednesday, so the wacky hair, it's Crazy Hair Day. And at the school, when the kids get there, they'll find that there's a lot of things that are out of place at the school. Tomorrow is Wear Green Day for green eggs and ham. On Monday, I actually let my kids make their own green eggs and ham. They cooked, and that was super fun because most of them had never cooked before, mm-hmm. and they thought they were pretty cool. Crazy Sock Day. So mismatched socks, and that was fun to see all the socks. And it's all hype just to get the kids excited about reading.
And really, from what I've heard, district-wide, it's working.
It is working. In our school, at mid-year, that was right before Christmas, we did testing, and we were at 48% of the students are proficient in reading, and Our goal is 60%. So we're well on our way. We think that we will reach that goal, hoping we will exceed that goal. So the kids have been working hard.
And it's just, it's a great thing. And every time I talk to any teacher from any of the schools in the district, they're seeing those reading numbers really get back up, get up there to where they need to be. And it's so phenomenal that, you know, you have these kids at a reading level when they end the year, and then the next year there's not as much slippage, I guess you could say, as that is going from year to year. Have you found that?
Yes, especially when I got my results the first of the year, several of my students had improved over the summer, and usually we have a summer slip, and I did not see that as much this year. And I think the kids are learning to love to read. If we have them read, they learn to find those books that they love, and they just love to read. It takes them to a different world. So
absolutely. And that's, you know what, that's a great thing, and that's why reading is so important.
Yes, and it affects every other subject level.
It
if you
does.
Can't read, you can't do math, history, science. It's the foundation.
And next time I see him, I'll have to ask him. The superintendent always says that it's the tide that raises all the boats or something along that.
True
that's,
story,
that's what he's
I agree.
Always said. Because, yeah, if you can read, you can do any. It helps with your homework. It helps with everything.
It does. It does.
All right, Elaine, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I will let you get back to Wacky Wednesday, and, you know, your hair looks great. I'm not, you know, I don't have a problem with it.
No judgment here.
None
no,
at all.
I'm sure the students are excited to see what I've got going. So. Oh,
well, we're going to let you get back there
all
so
right,
they can
sounds
check it
good.
Out.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM.